Welcome back to Globe Talks, a podcast designed to encourage and strengthen our church family one conversation at a time. My name is Anahi and I'm working as a ministry trainee for the Globe Church this year. Today, I am joined by Harrison and Claire to chat about summer camps. So at Globe, each summer, individuals will volunteer for different summer camps running from about May till August. And these camps can be pretty varied, ranging from like a local sports club that happens in London to a residential camp outside of London, or it could be like a week-long camping trip. Seeing that there would be a range of exposure to summer camps, we just want to take about 30 minutes or so to chat a little bit about our experiences at different camps, what it's like to serve on it, what are some of the challenges, and why do we keep turning up year in, year out. To kick us off then, I wonder, could you guys just introduce yourselves and briefly explain the camp you serve on and how long you've been doing it?
Hi, I'm Claire. I've been at Globe for almost a whole decade now, and for the past few years I've been involved with a camp called Contagious. There's multiple Contagious camps across the country for different age groups, and I go to the central one for the older age group, which is 14 to 18 years old. Contagious camps are packed full with Bible teaching in lots of different formats, but there's also time for other activities and time to chill and just spend time with friends.
I'm Harrison. I work at the Globe Church as a trainee alongside Anahi, which is obviously such a joy. I do a camp called CCIW, or which stands for Christian Camps in Wales. I don't actually come from a Christian background. I became a Christian whilst at university, so I didn't have any camp experience growing up, but I've been able to serve at this camp. This summer will be my third year. So it's been a real joy to understand what summer camps are. And CCIW is based in and around Snowdonia in Wales, and you've got these sort of the backdrop of the mountains. It's pretty hardcore. We stay in tents, so when it's rainy, when it's windy, we really feel the elements. Similarly to Contagious, it's Bible centred and time for the kids to have fun as well. You think football, hiking, gully bashing, if you know what that is. If you don't, that's okay. Just a real good time.
Great, thank you guys. That sounds lovely. I guess different from you, Harrison, I did grow up going to summer camp with my home church, and despite the long drives to Devon in the infamous minibus, I really enjoyed camping growing up. And those of you who know me know that I'm not a natural camper, but there was something about just like gathering with friends from across the UK once a year to this same camp and just like have loads of fun. And I think when you're a kid, you're just built different and resilient. Now that I'm an adult, the thought of camping is just like, especially in the elements, is difficult for sure. But yeah, that was a really fun time. And I ended up serving on the youth tent as well for a couple of years before moving to London. And then I had a few years out of not serving on camp until last year when I helped with KGS, summer camp. And similar to what Harrison was describing, it's basically living in tents for 7 days, outdoor activities, coming around God's word. But rather than the Welsh mountains, the backdrop was rain clouds of Devon. At least that was our experience last year, because it was particularly wet and stormy. So those clouds really stuck in my memory, but it was a joy to serve nonetheless. But yeah, anyway, so camps are lots of fun, but they're also a lot of work, right? I wonder, could you guys just share a little bit of some of the challenges that you faced while serving at a camp? Just share some of your heart behind serving. Why do you think it's an important thing to do?
Yeah, so this time 3 years ago, I totally didn't expect to be serving on youth camp. I struggle a lot with my mental health, and at that time I was in a particularly difficult season. I remember Linda standing at the front of church and talking about camps, and she said something like, "I imagine very few of you have a genuine reason not to serve on youth camp this year." And in my head, I was thinking, well, obviously I have a genuine reason not to. But then not long after, she spoke to me about whether I wanted to join the camp she was going on. I do care a lot about youth work, having struggled a lot as a teenager without having summer camps to go to. And so somehow, with God clearly working in the situation, I decided to go. It obviously wasn't and isn't easy to be at youth camp with multiple mental health difficulties, especially when there are situations and struggles that can be triggering, and when I can't participate in activities because my anxiety gets too much. But in other ways, I'm so glad that I have started to serve at camp each year. I've had lots of opportunities to use my experience of mental illness to support the young people on camp. And last year I got to share my testimony from the front, which actually in turn helped a few of the young people to open up more about their struggles with mental health and explore how Jesus brings hope into those struggles. I think it's really important to have a range of leaders serving at each camp. I used to think that youth leaders had to be energetic and excited and loud, but I've come to see that there's also a need for leaders who find it hard or who are quieter. But for some, young people can be much more relatable and safe people to be around. There's so many examples of leaders in the Bible who are different to what we imagine a typical leader to be, or who struggle deeply. Elijah at one point literally says, "I've had enough, take my life," and that doesn't disqualify him as a leader. God cares for him in that and continues to use him in powerful ways afterwards.
Yeah, that's actually super helpful, Claire. I really appreciate you sharing your experience and your voice, because I think I also fall into this idea that youth leaders need to be super energetic, and I'm someone that's quite enthusiastic, but I just love the fact that you're sharing a different experience, and I think it's just so valid and so good to hear. And it's so true that having diversity in leadership can so enrich a camp. Even just thinking about leaders with different temperament or personalities or testimonies, like you've just said. And we know that not every youth will be super engaged or excited. So actually having leaders who can more naturally connect with those who might be a little bit more reserved, for example, can be so, so beneficial.
Yeah, 100%. And just from my experience in recent years, like our kids and our young people the kind of things that they've got going on, the kind of the burdens and the weights they're carrying on their shoulders are the same things what adults have got. And you know, they're carrying that, but they don't have the same tools yet to sort of equip them for those for those struggles. And that's one of the, honestly, the best thing about camp is that we have everyone from all walks of life coming in, and we get the joy of making them feel seen and known, or we try to. We want it to be a place where you can bring your whole self, where you can learn about the gospel and how that applies for all of you, and not just the part that you might portray at your home church or with your parents. Just going off challenges and all here, as you're saying, for me, I think it's just an exhausting week. You know, we're up first and we go to bed at the end of long days, and my kids and youth have like energy. So, you know, when we get involved, they're long days. But the kind of thing that I was thinking about, you know, why do I do camp? Why do I love camp? And it just sort of came to that verse in the Gospels. I'm quoting from Mark chapter 10, 45. "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus generously gave himself for others. He gave his life for others. And I think that's the example that we can follow. That's where joy is found, and it's amazing to be so generous with our time and our attention. You know, we become a family with the young people for that week. We dedicate all our time and attention to them. We walk with them through the struggles that they bring. We talk, we teach, we have fun with them, and to be so generous is such a joy. And I really praise God for that opportunity.
That's amazing. And you know what you've described there is just such a beautiful picture of leaders caring well for young people. And I just, tragically, I feel like we can't talk about leaders on summer camps without acknowledging that there have been situations where leaders have not acted in a God-honoring way. And it's awful to think about some of the devastation and fallout that can happen as a result. But it is important to acknowledge it. I think it is really important to grieve it and to bring it before the Lord. And also to take our responsibility as leaders really seriously. As we continue to serve on camp, we really want to be leaders who conduct ourselves in a manner that is pleasing to God. Like you were saying, Harrison, we are following the Saviour who always put people first, who always laid down his life for the good of others. And we want to safeguard the young people that we're caring for. And we want to be vigilant in the way that we hold one another accountable. At the end of the day, the camps are such a great opportunity to hold out the gospel to the next generation and should not be a space where we do damage to others or to ourselves. So let's continue to pray that the enemy does not get a foothold, because this is a precious space and a precious time, and I think it's really important that we safeguard it. So we've already spoken about some of the challenges that we can face while serving, but year after year we still sign up, so there must be some encouragements too, right? I wonder if we could share one or two stories from our experience that makes a week of sleep deprivation worth it. Claire, would you like to kick us off?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's been really great coming back to the same camp each summer over a few years and seeing the transformation in some of the kids and teens. Some of the girls in the first group I led are now helping lead, and it's really great to watch them grow in their faith and in the way God has gifted them. I also usually help lead the super chill session, and I remember chatting to someone about how camp was now so different for her because she'd become a Christian since that time last year. And I could just really visibly see how much God had transformed her and how much joy she had in her faith. It's also been encouraging to talk to some of the girls in the groups I've helped lead and hear them open up about some of the struggles they're facing, and just see them work through how they can be following Jesus in those struggles. I love seeing the friendships grow between them as well. Quite often before lights out, when I'd expect the teens to be messing about or trying to stay up until just as late as they could, I've come across some of the girls chatting together about what they've heard in the talks or the studies that day, or even praying and reading the Bible together in their rooms.
Oh, that's amazing. I definitely remember going round and like knocking on every tent, being like, girls, go to sleep, you're going to regret it tomorrow. Like, you can chat in the day. I don't think my girls were reading the Bible. I think they were just chit-chatting, but anyways.
Yeah, honestly, thank you, Claire, for sharing that. That's incredible encouragement. And I've got so many of these little stories. I think about sort of younger guys who, it's their first time on camp, you know, they're like 12, 13, and yeah, they're really struggling. And maybe there might be times when, you know, they just want to go home. You know, we listen to them and we say, you know, why don't you just, try this, you know, give it an extra hour, and then you see them with their friends having fun, and it's like, oh, praise God, yeah, thank you so much, Lord, that you become integrated and are having fun. Likewise, I think about, you know, tents, so like, it's a group of like eight, we had this one tent who were just really struggling to get on with each other, and then on day two, we took them gully bashing, and I'm coming back to this.
Sorry, can you tell us what gully bashing is? Because I don't know.
You don't know what gully bashing is, wow. It's basically like this kind of, you go up like this waterfall stream, and you kind of go up, you have these boiler suits on, like wetsuit things on, and helmets, and then you've got some instructors that make you kind of like slide down bits, jump into water, and the water's kind of cold, so it's a bit of a team building exercise, and it's such a joy seeing, you know, these groups coming in who, and they're not getting on. And then you see them rally together, and they're, you know, they're holding out their hands, and they're like pulling each other up. And you're
beautiful.
And they come out of it a unit, a family, and that's just awesome. But spiritually speaking, just having conversations with, obviously, doing a lot with our young guys, and just those precious moments where they've opened up about what they're struggling with, and you know, it's in every section of life, relationships. Yep. Faith, addiction, mental health, and in those moments when they've opened up about the burden and the weight that they carry, I get to share how the gospel works powerfully, and that is just such a privilege to be able to say there is no relationship like the one with the Lord Jesus, who will never let you down, but who cares for and shepherds his flock. The joy of being able to share Jesus in those moments is such an encouragement. But we also recognise that sort of camps have a bit of a greenhouse effect. So a lot of the hard work is done by church youth groups, and you know, week in, week out, teaching the Bible. And it's only kind of on these camps that they you know, they open, like, our young people open up and they kind of, it's a space for them to kind of wrestle with it all. Yeah, so we hope and pray, and we also thank God for our partnerships with local churches, because that's the space where, you know, they're getting discipled.
Yeah, that's very true. And I guess sometimes as youth leaders, we can, I guess, question how deep those roots are going. At least I know that when I was going to camps, you'd see these like amazing moments where people seem to be responding to the gospel, and then you come back and it seems like everything is just back to normal. But I think it's still important to genuinely invest in our youth and still keep plowing the ground, because I can look back in my story and see so many significant things that happened at camp, and yeah, I would come back and maybe forget some of it, but actually God was still doing a work, and I think it still matters that, yeah, we're pouring into our youth and not getting discouraged. And actually, yeah, similar to you, Harrison, there are many stories that I could share, but there's one that's really stuck in my brain. So last year at my camp, we spent the whole week doing a Bible overview. And this camp had loads of youth coming who didn't grow up in church, and they were sort of just exploring. And just to sort of set a bit of context, I remember starting my first Bible study with the five girls I was looking after by asking them if they knew who King David was. And after some blank looks, one of the girls piped up and said, "Was he a follower of Jesus?" To which I replied, "So David lived many, many years before Jesus." And then I briefly told them the story of David and Goliath, which they actually did end up remembering. And then we worked through the psalm that we were focusing on that morning. But I share that story just to show that their Bible literacy was pretty low at the start of the week. And it was just so great to watch them grow in their understanding evening after evening as they listened to the main talks, and morning after morning as we did Bible studies. And one memory that really has stayed with me was near the end of the week. Our main speaker opened by asking what was one thing that we were all waiting for. So I turned to one of the girls on my right, and she said she was waiting for results day, which was happening the next day. And I turned to one of the girls in my small group, and she said she was waiting for the guy. To which I replied, "What guy?" And she was like, "You know, the guy that we've been talking about all week." And my face just lit up, and I said to the girl, "Tonight is the night we get to meet the guy." She was talking about Jesus. And you see, as we did the Exodus narrative and we did the Day of Atonement, our main speaker had so effectively pointed out the key things that were pointing us to Jesus, to the one to come. And she said she was waiting for that guy. And when she said that, I realized that she got it. She could see how even in the small ways, the whole Old Testament is pointing to Jesus. And when our speaker finally put all the pieces together and showed us how everything we had been learning that week was fulfilled in Jesus, she audibly gasped beside me. And I just smiled. I was like, "Oh, this is incredible. Like, she understands, she gets it." And yeah, you know, as we've been sort of reflecting on, we can't always see how God is at work in people's lives. But when we get a little glimpse in moments like that, it makes serving him worthwhile. So that's just a story that really encourages me when, like Harrison says, we're the first ones up and the last ones to sleep. There's a reason why we do it. It's because there's, yeah, eternal fruit that can be sowed, actually. So yeah, hopefully that has been encouraging. That pretty much brings us to the end of our conversation. Hopefully you found some of those stories interesting and maybe have learned a little bit more about summer camps. If this conversation has inspired you and you want to know a bit more about serving on camp, then it's definitely not too late to sign up, but you do need to act quick. Feel free to chat to any of us. So either chat to Harrison or Claire or me, just catch us at church, or you can email info@globe.church. And if you know that you're not able to serve this summer, but you want to give financially to enable someone else to serve, then that's fab too. And you can contact info@globe.church to do that as well. Thank you, Claire and Harrison, for your time and for all that you've shared. It has been fab to chat with you. And thank you guys for listening. Until next time, bye.
Bye.
Bye.